AP Sports, I'm Dave Ferry. Top-ranked Georgia had to come back from 10 points down in the fourth quarter to beat Missouri 26-22. Stetson Bennett engineered two late touchdown drives that ended with one-yard runs.
We fought and we battled, and in the end we found a way.
Second-ranked Alabama lost Bryce Young to a shoulder injury in the second quarter of a 49-26 win over number 20 Arkansas. Head coach Nick Saban says the reigning Heisman Trophy winner sprained the AC joint in his throwing shoulder.
He's had these before. And in a few days, he starts to respond pretty well, so we'll just have to see how it goes and, you know, play it day to day.
Backup Jalen Milroe led the Crimson Tide to touchdowns in his first two drives to open a 28-0 lead. Mayan Williams led third-ranked Ohio State to a 49-10 trouncing of Rutgers, running for a career-high 189 yards and five touchdowns.
It's just a blessing. Just want to give a big shout-out to the O-line, tight ends, and wide receivers for making that happen for me.
Fifth-ranked Clemson won a top-10 matchup by defeating number 10 NC State 30-20. Other top 10 winners were Michigan, Southern Cal, and Oklahoma State. Number 7 Kentucky fell to number 14 Ole Miss 22-19. Baseball and the Braves lead the NL East by one game following their second straight win over the second-place Mets, 4-2. Kyle Wright worked five innings for his major league-leading 21st win.
A lot of defense kind of bailed me out tonight, getting the runs when we needed it, and in the bullpen. They were fantastic.
The Phillies opened a one-game lead for the third NL wild card by splitting two in Washington, while the Brewers were losing to the Marlins 4-3. Kyle Schwarber hit two of the Phils' five home runs in an 8-2 rout in the nightcap.
Obviously, the first game didn't go the way that we wanted it to go. You know, that was kind of the biggest message is there's still a game to be played tonight, and we got to enjoy it.
The Padres beat the White Sox 5-2 to inch closer to an NL playoff berth. Aaron Judge remained stuck on 61 home runs, but Nestor Cortez tossed one hit ball over 7 1/3 innings to carry the Yankees to an 8-0 rout of the Orioles. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.